Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Good Golly Miss Holly Show, where it's all about being sassy, southern, and psychic. I'm glad that to be on the air with you. We're going to be doing this every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 8 p.m. Mondays are with my dear friend, Marin. If you missed the show on Monday, you can go to the Blog Talk website and Good Golly Miss Holly and download it and listen to it. It was a really wonderful thing. We're going to be talking about dreams and dream interpretation every Monday from now on. It was a very successful show, and we had a lot of questions, and I really want to appreciate it and let everybody know that I'm just very thankful that y'all gave my dear friend a wonderful, wonderful welcome into the world of internet radio. She had a fantastic time, so thank you for that. I did have a bit of a day, and I am going to ask for your indulgence for a minute, if you don't mind. I received some very sad news. A friend of mine who I trained at a job a few years ago, Joy Ann Anderson, passed away last night of lung cancer. So I would really ask if y'all would just keep her family in your prayers. And then about 15 minutes after that, the lovely young lady who trained me at the last job I was at before doing this, has tested positive for COVID. And her name is Lauren Grady. And she is a true silver spirit. I love Lauren with all my heart. So if you would not mind keeping Joy Ann Anderson and her family and Lauren Grady in your prayers as you're going throughout the rest of your week, I would greatly appreciate it. I am right now burning a green candle for Lauren and a white candle for Joanne on my altar. Green is for health and wealth, so Lauren can recover quickly. And the white candle is, of course, for peace. And we, Joanne, Godspeed to you on your next adventure in heaven, and you are a blessing on this earth, and you touch many people's lives, and you touch my life, my dear, and I will miss you very much, and I send my deepest sympathies to her family. So, with that being said, okay, so now back to the matter at hand. We're here to do some free mini readings for people, and we do have a small line already. And so let's go ahead and get started. Let's go ahead with our first caller. You're on the air with Good Golly Miss Holly. How may I help you?
Yeah, hi, Holly. Oh. My name is Stacy. Holly?
Pardon me, sweetie?
Sorry about your friends and everything. I hope everything is, you know, better for them.
Oh, I do too. Know? Yeah. Thank you.
I wasn't asked. I did a, yeah.
Go ahead, Sophie.
Hello?
Uh-huh. I'm listening.
Yeah, I've been at a job since the end of July. Do you see, you know, it lasting?
You're seeing a job in the end of July, and you decide, do I see the job lasting?
Yeah, I've been at a job since the end of July.
I do see it lasting. Yeah.
Yeah,
I do see it lasting.
Yeah, I was just upset today because, like, there's a company that, you know, I need, and they didn't, like, give it to me. And I said to them, I don't see it up there. So I didn't stay late. I just stayed my assigned time and I left. Do you think I was wrong to do that? Because I said, if I'm not, you know, I said, what's wrong with the thing? And I was upset and I didn't. So that's why I was kind of upset.
They need you, and you're doing a good job. So do not worry about it. Do not worry about it.
Yeah.
Okay? It's going to be fine.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying. I took my pride over the other thing. You know what I'm saying? Because I was upset because, hey, I mentioned it during the day. I said, where is it? Then they said, we'll update the board, and they never did. And I was ahead, and I said, you know, last week was a bad week, and the week before, you know, it was slow. And this week it was going good, and then this happened, and I was just very upset. You know what I mean? So I took my pride, and I always, you know, I worked 8 to 4. I didn't stay be a couple of hours or an hour because I was really upset. You know what I mean? Even though I needed to make up money for last week, I just, you know, I just said I'm not staying late because if I'm not, you know, I don't want this to happen again throughout if I stay another hour or two.
Right. Yeah, I completely understand. Yeah, they're not going to hold it against you. It's going to be.
Yeah,
it's going to be fine.
That's wonderful. Yeah, because you could see the amount of people that fired or quit. You know what I'm saying? And they always have, but, you know, I spoke up. You know what I mean?
I completely understand.
Yeah, and you know what? And it's like some of them, a lot of them are millennials, and they kind of make jokes about, you know, because, you know, I'm not a millennial, and they make jokes about that, like several jokes, and I put my foot down today also, so I had that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they should not be making jokes about that. That is a thing for HR. They're not supposed to be doing that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so it made me upset, and I said, so when they asked for everybody to have a Christmas, different people to have a picture taken, you know, for the office, and I said, I don't want one. I had enough jokes about, you know, about being old and this and that, and I said, you know, I said, I'm Jennifer Aniston's age, you know. I said, you know, what the freak? You know what I mean? They make you act like you're ancient, and it hurts, Holly. It hurts.
It does. They are, they can be insensitive at times. They really can.
Yeah, but as a woman, would you be upset like me?
I am your age, so I have been in the exact same situation where I was one of the older or oldest one on my team. And I have had to put up with my fair share of disrespectful jokes from that particular generation. So, yeah, I would be very upset.
Yeah, because I'm thinking, do I look bad? I mean, I come dressed every day. I don't bake in the sun. And I'm thinking, do I look, you know, I got really insecure about it.
You cannot let children make you insecure, and they're still children.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, if you look at it like, you know, they're not on your level.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, their opinion does not really matter. They're just being silly. But I'm telling you, you should really go and talk to and file a complaint with HR.
Yeah.
Because that's not acceptable.
I mean, one of the guys said, boomer, grandma. I said, I'm neither. I'm Generation X, and I'm not a grandma. You know what I'm saying? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And one guy said, oh, to me and another girl, told me, what the fuck? And she thought it meant blonde hair. And then I dyed my hair red. I was so upset. So, you know what I'm saying?
I completely understand. But you definitely need, you were right to stand your ground. And you're also, you know, I would speak up about it because that's not appropriate. That's called ageism.
Well, I said something today. I wouldn't take a picture with people that think I'm old.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I don't want to be mean back, but, you know, I just said that.
Yeah.
I
said, completely understand.
You want to picture with somebody that's younger and you think it's ready.
Yeah. I completely understand. They're just very disrespectful. Okay. That's just all there is to it. Yeah, I have dealt with that myself, so I completely understand. But you're right to stick up for yourself. But as far as your job sticking around, they really need you, so I would not worry about that at all.
Yeah, they said I have the best work ethic.
Of course you do. Because you didn't grow up in an age where you got a participation trophy. Just saying. That's a running joke in our house. Okay? So, my husband says, what do you want, a participation trophy? Oh, my gosh. Anyway,
yeah.
Now we're ragging on the millennials. Oh, okay. Sorry, millennials. We still love you most of the time. But anyway, yeah, don't worry about that at all. I'd love to spend more time with you, but I've got somebody else waiting on the line. So, but don't worry about it at all.
Blessings
okay.
to you. And
blessings
your
to you.
Feel, you know, get them quickly. Thank you.
You're welcome, sweet pea. Have a good evening.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. You're on the air with Good Golly, Miss Holly.
Well, hello, Miss Holly. What a beautiful name. It's Melissa.
Oh. Hi, how
Holly,
are you doing today?
Holly Cajello. Holly Cajello. Merry Christmas.
How can I help you today, sweetie?
Yes, I'm a little bit excited, but I am taking it slow. It's something spontaneously that occurred. I feel good about it because I have not been feeling sad for. Anyway, I think I encounter conservative gentlemen, and I'm just letting it slowly be just friends.
Okay. Yes.
You know who I'm referring to? Of course, you know, all respect. It's I can't remember the letter. I is in Iceland, Ireland. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about him? Or
I think you need to go slow.
Right,
and you're going slow and stay friends for now. Don't rush into anything, which is exactly what you're doing. So you're doing the right thing. There's no reason to rush into anything right now. Reevaluate it in February.
That sounds like a surprise.
Huh? What's
it sounds like a surprise coming in. It sounds like a surprise coming in February for me.
Well, yes. It's a good. I mean, I see the relationship moving forward, but you need to take your time. Okay. You need to stay in control.
Yes, ma'am. Ms. Holly, one last thing, pretty please. I think something is occurring. What you said to me 2 or 3 months ago, I think something has just begun. I'm letting the negative out, but with that man, I think something has begun already. Remember what you predicted to me?
Yes, but you need to still take it slow.
Oh no!
Let it.
I'm not. This is another person. I'm not interested in him. I'm just.
Okay. All right. Yeah. No. I know
apologize.
What you're talking about. So no, that's okay. I've got to switch gears. It's okay, sugar pie. It's been a day. Okay.
Yeah. It's my fault. It's only one question.
It's not
Sorry.
Your fault. It's not your fault. So just
right?
stay away
that's
from him. And do not give him any of your energy. Don't concentrate on him. Don't let him take any of your time. The more you concentrate on him, the more you focus on him, the more energy he gets. Okay? And the more power you give him. So you don't give him any power.
I don't, because I want that right has begun. You know, the laws have begun there. I believe something. Am I right?
Yep. But
that's
you need
good.
To stay out of it and just let it go.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay? Let it go. Are you still there? Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
I I feel comfort in my heart. Letting that go, and I have
good,
been
good. Good.
I have on the back burner. I appreciate
good.
Your marvelous advice. I know you got a lot of people. Thank you, Lucali Cugello.
You're welcome. See you later. Bye bye, sugar
you.
Pie. Uh huh.
Bye. You're awesome.
Thank you. She's so sweet. I always love talking to her. This is Miss Holly. How may I help you? Okay, well, that call has dropped, so we're not going to worry about that right now. Again, if you would like a free mini reading or a dream interpretation or a prophetic word, because I can do all of those, you can give us a call here at 516-387-1921. That number again is 516-387-1921. And so we're going to talk a little bit while we're waiting for phone calls about the holidays coming up and the COVID situation as well. So as we all know, the holidays are coming up, and this is a different year because of the fact that we do have the COVID situation. We also have this crazy election situation going on, which seems like it's never going to end. But that does not mean that we cannot enjoy ourselves. So I have cats, so I am not putting up a Christmas tree this year, but we are going to decorate for Christmas. And make your house festive. If you cannot get out, because if you're in certain states where, like California, they're very, very shut down and everything is really restricted, there's, you know, buying presents. You can always get them online. But the other thing that you can do is you can make presents like they did in the old days. And frankly, I have presents that have, some friends have made me. My favorite thing, one of my favorite things that I own is a baby Yoda that was made for me by my friend Deborah Henning. She crocheted it. I just treasure that thing like nobody's business. She also gave me a beautiful prayer necklace, which she also made. I just really treasure those things because people, when they make something for you, you know that they were thinking about you the whole time that they were making it, and it's made out of love. And I think that that is the most wonderful gift of all. So, you know, money is tight for a whole lot of people this year. And making something for someone is a good option, I would think, especially, you know, in this year of 2020 and everything going on. So that is a very, very good option. Some of the things that you can make for people that are very, very easy to make is you can make dream pillows, you can make placemats, you can make bath salts, which are very inexpensive to make and have a huge impact. If you sew, there are all sorts of neat little things that you can sew. Last year, I received a lovely two bowls and bowl warmers for soup from my neighbor across the street, Terry Garrity. She always makes something every year, and and the whole neighborhood just treasures them because she picks out the material that she feels you would like and everything. She puts a lot of thought into it. And so I would really suggest that you take a look at that. And especially if you've got little ones at home, believe me, my nieces are now 26 and 22. And I still have the cards that they made for me when they were incy-weensy on my refrigerator, and I have moved twice since they made the cards for me. So they go into a very special file, and I keep them. The plates that they made for me are hanging up in my office. And Brittany, who is my younger niece, painted me a beautiful fairy statue when she was about 7, 8 years old at one of those, you know, fire your imagination places, pottery places, and it is on display in my home. It is one of my most treasured things because Brittany made it for me. So I really, really treasure all that type of stuff. And most people do, especially in a situation like we have right now, it's a good time to be able to make things for people. It also helps with energy and clearing up energy and bringing love into someone else's home. So it's a wonderful, wonderful thing to do. Also, during this time of year, I talked about this on my Journey Ryan show yesterday, and I want to talk to y'all about it today, too. Mrs. Myers does not sponsor me, does not know I'm alive, anything like that. So this is not a sponsored whatever the heck, you know, plug or whatever. But I love Mrs. Myers products because of the fact they clean well, they're good for the environment, and they smell fabulous. So right now, they are fantastic about having seasonal scents in cleaning supplies. They are wonderful at it. They have an orange clove one that they use for the wintertime and for Thanksgiving. And they have a peppermint one and a snowdrop one. My favorite of all time is the Bluebell, which they have. It's a very light, clean scent, and I buy it in anything I can find it in because I just love it. It's just fabulous. But for this time of year, especially if you're going to be having guests over during the holidays, which I know some people are still planning on doing, if you want to use a scent that will help lift the spirits and get rid of the winter doldrums, peppermint and orange clove are going to be your two, and well, they have a lavender that's fabulous too, but seasonal scents is going to be the peppermint and the orange clove. Peppermint is really good at getting rid of any type of bacteria, and also it also helps lift the spirits. And people would plant peppermint and holly in their front yards to keep away evil spirits. So the holly has the thorns on it to keep the spirits physically away, and peppermint, any type of mint, is believed to keep evil away, or anybody who has any type of negative intentions away from you, because they can't stand the smell of the peppermint. So good people love the smell of peppermint. Evil people hate it. So that's another good thing to use during this holiday season. And make sure that y'all are keeping your houses clean. And I say this all the time, I'm going to say it again, vacuum your houses. We've got a lot of angst going on. There's a lot of worry. And if you vacuum your houses and then empty the vacuum cleaner immediately outside after the fact and spray it with lavender or some type of citrus, your house will feel better and you will feel better as well. The neat thing that I have discovered recently is the little robotic vacuum cleaners. I have a very bad back. For some of y'all who don't know, I have arthritis in 80% of my body. So some days I have fabulous days and some days I don't. So this vacuum cleaner that my husband bought me, it comes on at 8:20 every morning and it vacuums my entire house and it keeps it free of most of the negative energy. So it's fantastic. I just love it. So I would suggest that you look into one of those if you can afford it. Amazon has numerous different types. So look into that as well. Well, it looks like we're not going to have any more callers this evening. That's okay. I know it's Wednesday in the middle of the week and people are getting close to Christmas. So I do have a couple of announcements I would like to put out there. This Saturday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Facebook, I will be on with Journey Ryan and a few more other psychics on My Psychic Connection. Doing readings. There are also going to be giveaways there and all sorts of fun things, and it's going to be a three-hour event. So if you can swing by My Psychic Connection on Saturday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. We'll be there, and I will be back here on Friday for more readings. And with that being said, I think I'm going to call it a good night, y'all. Thank you so much. Have a good evening, and bye-bye.